咱这一次的主题是生命与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
在侍奉的方面，我们第一天的早晨就说到侍奉的护照。
And this matter of service, on the first day we mentioned about this, the call to service.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise our God.
因为这个侍奉的护照是临到每一个蒙救赎的人。
This call to service comes to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个护照实在是个恩典的护照。
This call to service is indeed a call of grace.
神呼召我们所有蒙恩得救的人起来侍奉他。
He called all those who have received grace to rise up and serve him.
叫我们起来来侍奉他的旨意。
So that we can serve His purpose.
这是我们第二天早晨在这里稍微交通的。
We touch on that on Tuesday, second time.
因为侍奉神是侍奉神的旨意。
Because service is serving God's will.
而他的旨意乃是那最大的旨意。
He has but one will, His will.
那个旨意就是神要为着他的儿子预备一个身体。
That will is God wants to prepare a body for His Son.
他要把他儿子的丰富要装在这个身体的里面。
He wants to fill the body with the fullness of His Son.
并且要借着这个身体能彰显这个元首的荣耀。
And He wants to use the body to express the glory of the head.
所以当我们在这里侍奉神的时候。
And so while we are serving God,
我们是在那里要建造，要建立基督的身体。
We are there to build and to build up the body of Christ.
如果我们不是在这里建立基督的身体，
If we are not building up the body of Christ,
我们的侍奉算不得侍奉神。
Our service cannot be considered our service.
在建立基督身体的上面，
In this matter of building up the body of Christ,
我们必须用我们的灵来侍奉。
We must serve in the spirit.
并且必定是生命的流露。
It is a flowing of life.
否则的话，
Otherwise,
这个身体就得不着供应。
Otherwise, this body cannot receive its proper supply.
也没有办法被建造起来。
And it cannot be built up.
在侍奉神的事情上，
In this matter of serving God,
我们昨天早晨交通到侍奉的人，
Yesterday we share about the person who serves.
因为在侍奉神的事上，人是重于事。
Because in this matter serving God, the person, the man, is far more important than things.
如果神得不着合适的人，
If God cannot find that right person,
神宁可不做工，
He would rather not do any work.
如果人不对，
If person is not right,
工作放在这个人手里面，
If he entrusts his work to this person,
这个工作在他的手上就要被破坏。
And this work will be ruined by him.
不但神不能得着侍奉，
Not only God cannot receive his service,
并且神的国要受到亏损。
And God's kingdom will suffer damage.
但是如果人在神面前是对的，
But if the person is right,
那么神的工作也就是对的。
And God's work will be right.
那个侍奉是讨神喜悦。
That kind of service is pleasing in God's sight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
就着我们的天上来讲，
According to our natural self,
我们没有一个人是一个对的人。
None of us could be really considered as right.
你不要以为说你比别人对一点。
Do not think that you are better or more correct than the other person.
在神的光中，
In God's sight,
我们没有一个人是对的。
No one is right.
因为我们都是凭着我们的肉体来行事。
Because we all work according to our natural flesh.
所以我们在这里看见需要有变化的工作。
So therefore we see the necessity of transformation.
圣灵必须在我们里面做变化的工作。
The Holy Spirit must do the transformation work in our heart.
把我们旧造的一切替我们除去。
Remove the old creation.
把新造的一切在我们里面建立起来。
And build up the new creation in us.
因为我们只能在新造的里面来侍奉神。
Because we can only serve God in the new creation.
这个变化就是性格 的建立。
This transformation is the build up of the character.
我们需要让基督住住在我们里面。
We need to allow Christ to be incorporated into our lives.
圣灵怎样把基督住住在我们里面呢？
How does the Holy Spirit work into our lives?
一面是借着他的光照。
On one hand, it's through the light, the enlightening work of the Holy Spirit.
另外一面是借着他的管教。
On the other hand, is His discipline.
他用十字架来除去出于我们自己的。
Through the cross, He removed all that is of self.
他也借着十字架叫基督加增在我们里面。
And through the cross, He also bring in Christ into us.
叫我们能做一个合用的器皿。
That we may be a useful vessel in God's sight.
预备行各样的善事。
Prepare to do all good works.
今天早晨我们再要进一步地说
This morning we'll go one step further
侍奉的能力
The power of service
我们要侍奉神
If we want to serve God
我们必须要有能力
We must have power
我们无论做什么事情
No matter what we do
都需要能力
We need power
如果没有能力的话怎么能做事呢
If there's no power how can we do any work
但是在侍奉神的事情上
But in this matter of serving God
当然也是需要能力
Of course we need power
但是我们要问说是什么能力
The question we must ask What kind of power
许多的时候我们在哪里侍奉神
Oftentimes we serving God
我们认为说只要事情能做好
We assume as long as we can get things done
这个能力究竟从哪里来的我们不必去管它
As far as where we get our power that is really secondary
那就是说一个目的能印证它的方法
In other words the end justifies the means
不管你用什么方法
doesn't matter what kind of method you use
不管你用什么能力
doesn't matter what kind of strength or power you use
只要那个工作能完成的话
as long as you get things done
那就可以了
that's okay
所以许多的时候
so oftentimes
我们在哪里侍奉
we serve there
会用我们人天然的能力
we serve with our natural strength
我们用我们自己的聪明
we use our own natural wisdom
我们根据我们自己过去的经验
we rely on our past experiences
我们要采取这个世界上那一种的方法
we adopt the methods of the world
我们以为说如果用这些的东西
we assume if we can use all these different methods
能把这个事情做成的话
as long as we can get work done
那这个方法就可以在神面前被称许了
and we know this will be pleasing in God's sight
不错在人的眼前
of course in the view of man
我们也许能成功一些的事情
we may be able to succeed in certain things
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
如果我们这样的侍奉的话
if we thus serving the Lord
虽然在人面前好像这个工作很成功
as though in front of people we are very successful
但是有一天
but one day
当我们被带到基督台前的时候
and we are brought before the throne of Christ
我们知道我们所有信主的人
We know all those who believe in the Lord.
虽然我们不会接受白色宝座的审判
Even though we will not face the judge, the white throne, great white throne judgment.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们受了审判
Because Christ on the cross already, he was judged for us.
所以那个将来白色宝座的审判
So therefore the great white throne judgment seat,
就是生与死的审判
It is judgment of life and death
永生永死的审判
It is eternal judgment
我们不必再站在那个白色宝座的面前
We do not need to stand in front of that white throne judgment seat
主耶稣在十字架上已经替我们受了审判
Christ already on the cross he was judged on our behalf
我们已经出死入生了
We already been delivered from death and unto into life
感谢赞美神
Praise God
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
在神的儿女中常常有一个错误的事情
Among God's people they is a misconception
以为说我们就不再受审判了
assume that we will not have to face any judgment
任何的审判我们不再受了
we don't have to face any judgment
要记得圣经告诉我们说
But remember the Bible tells us
虽然我们不再受白色宝座的审判
even though we don't have to face the judgment seat of the great white throne
但是我们所有蒙恩得救的人
but all those who believe in the Lord Jesus
有一天都要显在基督的台前
but we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ
基督的台前是什么东西呢？
What does it mean to stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
这是一个家庭的审判。
It is a family judgment.
我们是神家中的人。
We are in the family of God.
有一天我们所有神的儿女都要站在基督的台前。
The day will come, we all will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们所有的工作都要显出来。
All our works will be exposed before Him.
在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们说。
And First Corinthians 3 we are told.
到了那一天有火要显现。
On that day, fire will appear.
要试验个人的工程。
Will test everyone's work.
如果你的工程是草木和芥的工程。
If your work is full of hay, wood and stubble.
就要被火烧掉。
It will be burned up.
虽然你自己是得救的。
Even though you will be saved.
但是是仅仅得救。
But you will be saved as though through fire.
如果你在地上的工程是金银宝石的工程。
If your work on this earth is silver, gold and precious stone.
经过火试验之后。
After the test of fire.
它要发出亮光来。
You will reflect light.
叫你能得着荣耀。
And you will receive glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么是草木和芥的工程。
What does it mean by wood, hay and stubble?
我们知道我们的根基乃是那一块磐石。
We know our foundation is the rock.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢神，我们都在那个根基的上面。
Thank God we are all on that rock.
但是现在我们在上面建造。
But now we are building on that rock.
究竟我们所用的材料。
What is our material we're using?
是草木和芥呢。
Is it the material we use, wood, hay and stubble?
或者是金银宝石。
Or silver.Humanity.
草是代表人的工作
and the hay represents the work of man.
和芥就是代表人的荣耀
and then the stubble the represents the glory of man.
如果今天我们信主了之后
after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们的生活和我们的工作
our life and our work,
都是凭着我们自己这个人的性情
if we rely on our natural self,
都是用我们自己人工来做
if we do it with our own effort,
都是为着寻求自己的荣耀
It's for self-seeking, self-glorification
那个有一天在基督台前的审判
On that judgment seat of Christ
都要被火烧掉
Will be burned up
我们知道草木和芥的工作
We know the work of hay, wood and stubble
是不需要多少代价的
There is not much cost involved
并且你能把草木和芥做成一个很大的工程
And you can build up in a big pile
叫众人都能看见
And everybody can see
但是当火显现的时候
But when the fire appears
这些就是火的材料
These are the materials to be burned
要完全被烧掉
They will be totally burned up
虽然我们得救
Even though we are saved
但是是仅仅得救
But merely saved
感谢赞美神
Praise God
如果今天我们的工程是金银宝石的工程
If our work today is gold, silver and precious stone
金是神的性情
According to God's nature
银是基督的救赎
Silver is the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus
宝石是圣灵的工作
The precious stones are the work of the Holy Spirit
如果今天我们是随着神的性情来生活
If we work according to the new nature of God
我们今天的工作侍奉是根据基督的救赎
If we work according to the redemption, the finished work of the Lord Jesus
并且是靠着圣灵的能力
And rely on the power of the Holy Spirit
虽然这些的代价是大的
Even though it's costly
并且你不能把它造得太大
Even though you cannot build a huge thing
也许也没有人注意
And maybe nobody will notice you
但是将来在基督的台前
But before the judgment seat of Christ
却是被火试验
After you have been tested through fire,
越火烧越荣耀
The more fire is burning, the more glory it shines.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天在人的中间
Among men,
因为所重的是事
Because their focus is work.
所以他就不管能力的来源
So they do not... To care for about the source of their power.
这个能力从哪里来的？不必去管它。
The source of power is not important to them.
只要把事情做成就行了。
As long as you can get things done.
但是在属灵的侍奉上
，But in spiritual service,
却不是这样。
It's not so.
因为神所重的不是事。
Because God's emphasis is not work.
神所重的是人。
God's emphasis is the person.
神所重的乃是他自己的旨意。
God's purpose, God's God's emphasis is His own will.
而他的工作是必须有属灵的价值。
His work must have spiritual value.
必须是存到永永远远的。
His work must last forever.
所以我们看见在属灵的侍奉上。
So we see in this matter of spiritual service.
能力的来源是一个很大的问题。
The source of your power is a big question.
今天在侍奉神的人中间。
Among those who serve God,
我们看见我们往往不问侍奉的能力的来源。
We often will not ask where the power source is.
因为我们所重的是那个事情。
Because our emphasis, our focus is on work.
但是神所注意的。
But God put His emphasis.
他要问说，不错，你在哪里有能力？
God said, yes, you do have power.
但是这个能力是从哪里来的?
Where does you get your power?
是哪一种的能力?
What kind of power do you have?
如果能力的来源不对,
if the origin of power is not correct,
如果能力的性质不对,
and if the nature of this power is not correct,
虽然是能力,
even though it's power,
但是在神的面前,
but in God's sight,
神说这些的东西都要被火烧掉。
God said, all this kind of work will be burned up.
所以我们弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里学习侍奉的时候
when we learn to serve,
我们必定要问自己一个问题
we must ask ourselves this question.
今天我在这里侍奉
here I'm serving.
这个能力从哪里来
What's the source of my power?
是什么种的能力
What kind of power do I possess?
我们过去也提到摩西的事情。
We mentioned about Moses in the past.
因为圣经告诉我们说
Because the Bible tells us
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses was God's servant.
他在神的全家敬忠。
He was faithful in God's house.
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
摩西是神的仆人一个代表。
Moses was a representative of God's servant.
所以我们要再提到他。
So we'll mention Moses again.
我们已经说过了，摩西他心中起意。
We know Moses is determined in his own heart.
他要去看望他的弟兄。
He wanted to go and visit his brethren.
他的心意乃是要侍奉神。
His desire was to serve God.
而这个心意也是从神那里来的。
And this motive was indeed from God.
因为神的旨意在摩西的身上。
Because God has will for Moses.
就是要用他来拯救以色列的百姓。
And that will was to use Moses to deliver his people.
但是当他出去看望弟兄的时候
And so he went out visiting his brethren.
他用了一个错的能力。
But he used a wrong power.
他用他的口才，用他的能力。
He used his own eloquence and he used his own power.
他以为说他借着这些天然所有的能侍奉神。
He assumed that he can use his natural power to serve God.
但是神就让他失败。
And God allowed him to fail.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
有的时候我们失败要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, if we fail, we should thank God for it.
因为借着失败，神能带领我们到他自己的能力里去。
Because through our failing, God can bring us to His true power.
所以在旷野里四十年之久。
So after 40 years in the wilderness,
他把他自己的能力全部都消耗掉。
His natural strength were totally exhausted.
And he was
at the age of 80.
就说他自己的估计，他已经到了尽头了。
In his own estimation, he was at the end of himself.
那个时候神就来呼召他。
And then God called him.
要差他到埃及去。
God wanted to send him back to Egypt.
来拯救以色列的百姓。
To deliver the Israelites.
神说我要与你同在。
God said, I'll be with you.
神给他能力
God gave him power
他说我是出口笨舌的人
He said I am not eloquent
我是谁呢
Who am I
我竟然能去见法老吗
How can I go and face Pharaoh
我不能做这样的事
I cannot do this
神说我与你同在
God said but I'll go with you
我给你能力
I'll give you strength
我们常常说
We often say
摩西所得着的能力的代表
The symbol of Moses' power
is
a staff in his hand.
你看见他用这根神的杖行了很多的神迹。
And he used the staff of God, he did many miracles.
这个实在是有能力。
This staff is indeed powerful.
但是你仔细读圣经的话。
But if you read the scripture carefully,
不做这根杖是能力的代表,
it is true this staff represents power.
但是摩西真正所得出的能力是什么呢?
But the real power Moses acquired,
简明书记第11章里面,
and Deuteronomy 11 we are told,
我们知道那个时候在以色列许多人的中间,
at that time there were many people among God's people,
也有一些闲杂的人,
and there were mixed multitude there.
因为当以色列人出埃及的时候,
Because when they came out of Egypt,
有一半不是以色列人,
there was a group that's non-Jew,
但是他们看见神的大作为,
because they witnessed the power of God,
所以他们也跟着出来了,
therefore they followed them up.
这些人在旷野里面,
these people in the wilderness,
他们天天吃玛纳,
they ate manna every day, and they were tired of manna,
所以他们就有一个贪欲的心,
and so they murmured,
他们要吃肉,
they want to eat meat,
他们觉得这个玛纳太平常了,
and he said the manna is too common,
所以他们因着他们这样的发出这个贪欲的心,
and because they had this wrong appetite,
就影响了整个以色列的营,
and they influenced the whole camp.
哎呀，一家一家的人,
one tribe, one family, one family,
都坐在帐篷的门口在那里哭啊,
and they sit in front of the tent, they were crying.
我们要吃肉，我们要吃肉。
We want to eat meat, we want to eat meat.
他们向摩西讨肉吃。
And they asked Moses to give them meat to eat.
当他们这样做的时候, 神就发怒。
After they have done this, God was in anger.
摩西就挤在中间。
And Moses was caught in the middle.
以色列的百姓在哪里哭要吃肉。
The Israelites pleaded for meat.
神又在哪里发怒。
And God was in anger.
摩西在中间, 实在没有办法。
And Moses was caught in the middle, he was very helpless.
所以他就对神说,
And he said to God,
神是他做神啊,
he said, God,
你为什么把这个百姓托给我呢?
Why do you entrust these people unto me?
要我, 抱着他们像抱孩子一样,
so I'm a mother who nursed a babe.
我实在吃不消了,
I cannot do it.
你还是叫我死了算了,
you better let me die.
叫我不要看见听见这些的哭声,
so I will not have to hear all this murmuring.
你这个我实在没有办法,
I cannot take it.
神怎么说呢?
God, what does God answer?
神说好,
God said yes.
我会给他们吃肉,
I'll give them meat to you.
你如果觉得担当不了的话,
if you do not saying you can bear this responsibility,
你叫以色列70个长老来,
you call the 70 elders among the Israelites, they ask them to come before the tent of the meeting. I'll give the spirit that's in you distributed among the 70.
神就把他赐给摩西的灵,
God used the spirit that was given to Moses,
把它分给70个人,
he distributed that spirit among the 70,
叫70个人与摩西一同来带领百姓,
and so the 70s along with Moses, they can lead the Israelites.
究竟这个圣灵的能力有没有加增呢?
Now as far as this power of the spirit, is there an increase there?
没有加增,
no increase.
不过把给摩西的圣灵分给70个人,
the spirit that was on Moses now is distributed among the 70.
本来摩西一个人, 就神的灵在他的身上,
before formerly Moses alone possessed that spirit,
这个灵叫他够能带领百姓,
this spirit enables Moses to be able to lead the Israelites.
但是因为他自己在那里, 好像失气了,
because he was discouraged,
所以神说好,
God said okay,
我不加增我的灵,
I will not
increase, 我的灵,
I will not increase my spirit, because the spirit I given to you is sufficient.
我就把赐给你的灵分给70个人,
so I use the spirit I gave to you distributed among the 70,
叫他们与你一同来服侍,
so they can all serve together with you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
摩西侍奉神的能力,
the power of Moses service,
乃是圣灵的能力,
it is the service, the power of the spirit.
从前他是靠着自己的能力,
before he was relying on himself,
但是现在他自己的能力没有了,
now his natural strength exhausted,
他就靠着圣灵的能力来带领以色列的百姓,
now he relied on the power of the Holy Spirit to lead the Israelites.
我们这里看祭司的侍奉。
And we look at the ministry or service of the priest.
我们知道所有会幕和会幕的一切的东西。
We know all the tabernacle and all the finishing in the tabernacle.
都要照着山上的样式来建造。
They all have to be built and constructed according to the pattern on the mountain.
把这个帐篷建造好了。
After the tabernacle was built,
把帐篷里面一件一件的家具都已经造好。
And all the furnishings were prepared and brought into the tent.
但是呢,
But
虽然帐幕是有了,
even though we have the tabernacle,
虽然里面那些的家具都有了,
we also have the furnitures inside the tent.
但是这整个的帐幕是寂静无声的,
But the whole thing was in complete silence.
没有一点的活动,
And there's no life in it.
一直等到
It was until
把膏油来抹帐幕和里头每一件的东西
Until the tent and the furnishings were sprinkled with oil
Anointed
with oil
把这个膏油啊把它抹在每一件东西上
Until the whole tabernacle all the furnitures were anointed with oil
然后呢把这个圣膏油啊浇在亚伦的头上
Then use the holy oil to anoint Aaron's head
亚伦已经穿上了祭司的礼服了
Aaron already put on the priestly garment
但是他不能侍奉
But he could not serve
他要等到膏油浇在他的头上
He had to wait until the anointing was upon him
然后用膏油掺着血
And then the anointing and with blood
掺在亚伦和他儿子的衣服上
And sprinkle on Aaron and his son
这样你就看见他们开始侍奉
Then they can begin to serve
帐幕整个的帐幕就活动起来了
And then the whole tent becomes alive
一切的家具都发生功用了
And all the furniture be able to function now
祭司就进到帐幕的里面
The priest would enter into the temple
他就在祭坛上献祭
And there all he offered sacrifice
他在洗桌盆洗手洗脚
And he washed himself in the basin
他到圣所里去点灯
He went into the holy place to light up the candle
他在金灯金这个橙色饼的桌子上放这个橙色的饼
And on the showbread table he put the showbread there
他就点香在金香坛上显香
And he lightened the altar incense
然后大祭司一年一次进到那个这个帐幕的后面至圣所来赎罪
And then the high priest will enter into the holy of holies to make atonement for the nation
在幔子的背后
within the veil
他为以色列人赎罪
within the veil he plead atonement for God
你看见整个的帐幕
you see the whole tabernacle
整个的祭司的制度
the whole priesthood
马上就活起来了
become alive
变成有侍奉
and there is ministry
这个是根据那个膏油的涂抹
this is based on the anointing oil
如果没有膏油的涂抹
if there's no anointing of oil
虽然有帐幕
even though there is a tent of tabernacle
和里头的器具
and all the furnishing
虽然有祭司
even though there's priesthood
有亚伦和他的儿子
there was Aaron and his son
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no service
一直等到膏油膏了
until the anointing come upon them
然后一切都活过来
then everything came alive
神就在做事情
then God was served
我们记得在民数记的里面
we know,
立位记的里面
we know in the book of Leviticus
亚伦有两个儿子
Aaron has two sons
拿德和亚比胡
Nadab and Abihu
他们喝醉了酒了
and they drink wine
因为喝醉了酒了
because they drink wine they were drunk and they were drunk
所以结果怎样呢
and what did they do
圣经说他们用燔火去点香烧香
and then they were told they used strange fire to burn incense
烧香啊乃是祷告的意思
burning incense means pray
烧香也是敬拜的意思。
Burning incense is also worship.
当然，做祭司的人应当烧香。
Of course, if you're a priest, you ought to burn incense.
应当敬拜。
You ought to worship.
应当祷告。
You ought to pray.
但是他们用燔火来点这个香。
But they use strange fire to burn the incense.
结果有火从神那里出来，把他们烧。
Then fire came from God and consumed them.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为当祭司啊要烧香的时候。
When priests burn incense,
这个火必须从祭坛上的火取过来。
The fire must be obtained from the altar.
在利未记第九章里告诉我们。
In Leviticus chapter 9, we are told,
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候，
When they put the sacrifice on the altar,
就有火从天上降下来。
Fire descending from heaven,
用来烧这个祭物。
And burn and consume the sacrifice.
所以祭坛上的火是从天上降下来的。
So therefore, the fire on the altar came down from heaven.
这个火是昼夜不息的。
This fire burns day and night.
你不能用燔火来烧燔祭。
You cannot use strange fire to burn a sacrifice.
你必须要用那天上来的火来焚烧的。
You must use the heavenly fire to consume it, to burn it.
现在你要烧香，也得用这个火来烧香。
Now you want to burn incense, you must take fire from the altar.
在预表的上面。
In type.
燔火就是代表我们天然的热心。
The natural, the strange fire represents our natural zeal.
我们天然的能力，
our natural strength.
圣洁的火，天上来的火，
the heavenly fire, the holy fire,
就是代表圣灵的能力。
It represents the power of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在哪里侍奉神的时候，
when we are serving God,
我们是用我们天然的热情来侍奉神呢？
Are we using our natural zeal to serve God?
或者我们是被基督的爱牵离了来侍奉神？
Or we are constrained by the love of Christ that we serve Him?
今天我们是用天然我们自己的能力来侍奉神呢？
Do we use our natural effort and strength to serve Him?
或者我们靠着那天上来的能力来侍奉神？
Or rely on the heavenly power and strength to serve Him?
这是一件很重要的事。
This is a very important thing.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is holy.
所以我们不能用燔火来烧香。
Therefore, we cannot use strange fire to burn incense.
我们知道在旧约的里面，
We know in the Old Testament,
无论是做祭司的人，
Whether you are a priest,
或者做君王的人，
Or you are a king,
或者做先知的人，
Or you are a prophet,
他们都在被膏油膏的。
They all need to be anointed with oil.
因为那个膏油把它分别为圣。
Because the anointing separating them.
那个膏油叫他有能力来侍奉。
Anointing gave them power to serve.
如果不是膏油的话，
If there's no anointing,
他就不能做祭司。
They cannot be a priest,
来侍奉神。
They cannot serve God,
来献祭。
They cannot offer sacrifice,
他就不能做君王。
They cannot be a king,
来为神治理。
They cannot be king to manage God's affairs.
他不能做先知。
They cannot be a priest,
为神来讲话。
And be God's spokesman.
因为如果他要为神讲话的话，
If they want to speak for God,
他就讲自己的话。
He will be speaking out of himself.
如果他要治理的话，
If you want to manage,
他就照出自己的意思来治理。
He manages according to his own will.
如果他要献祭的话，
If you want to sacrifice,
他也是随着自己来献祭。
And he do according to his own will.
所以在圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
必须有膏油。
There must be the anointing.
没有膏油的话，
If there's no anointing,
不能侍奉。
There's no service.
当然我们知道，
Of course we know,
膏油在旧约的里面，
In the Old Testament, the anointing oil,
乃是代表圣灵。
It represents the Holy Spirit,
圣的灵，
God's Spirit,
圣灵的能力，
The power of Spirit.
所以我们到了新约的时候，
When it comes to New Testament,
我们看见
We see,
我们的主耶稣。
We see our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣是一个模范的仆人。
Our Lord Jesus is a model servant.
在全宇宙的中间，
In the whole universe,
这一个仆人是一个完全的仆人。
This servant is a perfect servant.
我们的主不但是因着圣灵而生的。
Our Lord Jesus was not only was born by the Holy Spirit,
并且我们看见到他三十岁的时候
and when he was at the age of 30
他就到约旦河受约翰的洗
he went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John
天就开了
and the heavens opened
圣灵就像鸽子一样
and the Holy Spirit like a dove
就降在他的身上
descending upon him
如果你看原文的话
if you look at the original
你知道这个圣灵像鸽子一样
the Holy Spirit was, is like a dove
降在他的身上
came upon him
不但降在他的身上
not only descend upon him
并且住在他的里面
but abide in him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹为什么圣灵在这里像鸽子一样呢
Why the Holy Spirit is like a dove
因为当我们的主到约旦河去受洗的时候
When our Lord went to Jordan to be baptized
他乃是把自己献上
He was offering himself up
愿意为着我们的罪来做代替
He wants to be an offering as our sacrifice for us
所以神就接受了他
And God accepted his offering
圣灵降下来像鸽子一样
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove
我们都知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
一个人如果很贫穷的话
If a person is very poor
他没有办法献牛献羊
He cannot offer a lamb or an ox
所以他就在神面前献鸽子
And he can only offer a dove
鸽子是穷人的祭物
Dove is the offering of the poorest
我们的主在这里做穷人的祭物
Our Lord is became poor for us
如果我们感觉我们是贫穷的
If we realize we are poor
他就是我们的祭物
He is our sacrifice
圣灵降在他的身上
Holy Spirit came upon him
住在他的里面
Remain upon him
叫他能在神的面前做我们的代替
And so that he can be a sacrifice on our behalf
圣经也告诉我们说
The Bible also tells us
他满有圣灵
He was full of the Spirit
他不但有圣灵的经历
He not only had a experience of the Spirit
并且他满有圣灵
He was full of Spirit
你知道这个不同的
There's a difference there
被圣灵充满
To be filled with the Spirit,
那是一个经历
that is an experience.
但是满有圣灵
but full Spirit,
那是一种的光景
is a condition.
许多的时候
oftentimes,
我们也许有一些圣灵充满的
经历 often we may have the experience of the feeling of the Spirit.
但是这个经历是暂时的
but this experience is temporal.
你不能说三年前我被圣灵充满
you cannot say 3 years ago I was filled by the Spirit.
那今天你有没有被圣灵充满呢
are you filled with the Spirit?
在美国常常有人介绍
in US people often introduce
这一个是被圣灵充满的人
this person is filled with the Spirit
你问问他
you ask him
什么时候你被圣灵充满
you ask when you were filled with the Spirit
10 years,
10 years ago
今天是不是被圣灵充满就不管了
today whether he's filled with the Spirit is not important to him
你要看见圣灵不但是我们需要有经历
We not only need experience of the Holy Spirit
并且我们要满有圣灵
We must full of Spirit
这是我们日常的光景
This be our daily condition
我们的主耶稣满有圣灵
Our Lord Jesus was full of Spirit
就被圣灵吹出到旷野的里面
And the Spirit led him into the wilderness
来受魔鬼的试探
To be tempted by the devil
为什么原因呢
Why?
因为他要起来
Because he is going to
要做神的工作
He is going to do God's work
他要把那装饰家里的东西要抢夺过来
He wants to take away from that strong man his possession
所以他是要把那个装饰捆起来
Therefore he wants to bind the strong man first
他在旷野的里面
In the wilderness
与仇敌在那里征战
he had conflict with the enemy
因着他胜过了魔鬼
because he overcame the devil
圣经这么说
the Bible says
当他从旷野回来的时候
when he returned from the wilderness
他充满了圣灵的能力
he was full of the power of the Spirit
圣灵已经在他的身上
the Spirit is already upon him
现在经过那个挑战
through the challenge
那个能力就彰显出来
and the power was released
所以他来到这个拿撒勒的地方
and so he came to Nazareth
到了一个安息日
and on the Sabbath
他就进到会堂里面
he went into the synagogue
照着平常的规矩
and he do it as he often do
他就站起来了
he stood
他要念神的话
he wanted to read God's word
你知道在犹太的会堂里头
you know in the Jewish synagogue
有相当的自由
you do have certain amount of liberty
相当的开放
it's quite free
如果有什么人来了
if anybody comes
你可以站起来
you can stand
那么别人就 发圣经就提给你
and someone will give you the Old Testament
你可以念
you can read
我们的主耶稣站起来了
and our Lord stood
他要念
and he read
所以广欢会堂的人就把以赛亚书交给他
and then the synagogue keeper brought him the book of Isaiah
主耶稣就把他找到以赛亚
And he opened the book of Isaiah.
他就在那里念这个以赛亚书。
And he read the book of Isaiah.
那里是告诉我们这样说。
And it says there,
主的灵在我身上。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent.He has to preach the deliverance to the captive.
瞎眼的得看见
Recover sight to the blind.
叫那受压制的得自由
To set liberty those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人的喜宴
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
把这个书卷关起来了之后
And he closed the book.
他说这个话今天应验在你们中间
Is this word now fulfilled in your midst?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣那三年多的光中时间中
In the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus.
他在那里传道
He was preaching
他是靠着什么能力来传道呢
What kind of power he relied for his preaching
主的灵在他的身上
The Spirit was upon him
神用膏油来膏了他
The Spirit anointed him
所以他能把福音传给贫穷的人
Therefore he has the gospel to preach to the poor
神能叫被掳的得着释放
And for those who are captive to set them free
叫瞎眼的能看见
The blind can regain sight
让报告
And Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
当他在哥尼流家里的时候
And he was in the home.
他也是告诉哥尼流那里的人说
And he told Cornelius' family.
他说我们的主他是借着圣灵在那里工作
Our Lord was relying on the Spirit for his work.
他就周游各城各乡
He went from village to village.
他在那里行好事
And he was doing good.
赶鬼医病
And heal and deliver people from demon possession.
这是众人所知道
And everybody, we are all witnesses.
所以我们知道我们的主在地上他的侍奉完全是在圣灵的能力下
And so we notice that our Lord's servant is all in the power of the Spirit.
我们的主他钉十字架
Our Lord was crucified.
希伯来书怎么告诉我们
How does Hebrew tell us?
他是借着永远的灵
By the eternal spirit
他把自己献上当作一个祭物
He offered himself up as a sacrifice
无瑕无疵
Without blame, without fault
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
连我们的主耶稣上十字架也是靠着永远的灵
Even when our Lord Jesus went to the cross He went by the power of the Spirit
当然我们的主从死里复活是借着圣洁的灵
Of course when our Lord rose from the dead He was risen by the Holy Spirit
罗马第一章
Romans 1
甚至于你看使徒行传的时候
So when come to the book of Acts
他在那里吩咐他的门徒也是靠着圣灵在那里吩咐他
He also asked his disciples to rely on the Spirit for their service
我们的主一生就与圣灵发生直接的关系
So our Lord's life is by linked up with the Holy Spirit
一生与圣灵有密切的关系
Intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit
他所有的侍奉都是靠着圣灵和圣灵的能力
All his service will rely by the Spirit
他说我凭着自己不能做什么
He said I can do nothing by myself
我凭着自己我也不能说什么
By myself I can say nothing
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这一个就是主给我们看见那个侍奉的榜样
This is the example the Lord showed us what service really means
我们看见我们的主升天了
We see the Lord ascend into heaven
他就告诉他的门徒说
And he told the disciples
你们要等在耶路撒冷
You must wait in Jerusalem
直到 圣灵降临在你们身上
until the Holy Spirit comes upon you
你们就要这种能力
and you'll receive power
为我做见证
and you shall be witnesses to me
而所以门徒就回到耶路撒冷
and therefore disciples return to Jerusalem
他们用十天的功夫在那里祷告
and they spend 10 days praying
一直等到五旬节的那一天
until the day of Pentecost
圣灵就降在他们身上
and the Holy Spirit came down upon them
他们就受了圣灵的洗
and they were baptized in the Spirit
成了一个身体
they became a body
开始就为主做见证
and they began to be witnesses for the Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
可是我们要问一个问题
we maybe have to ask a question
这些的门徒
This disciple,
他们与我们的主在一起有三年多之久
They were with the Lord himself for 3 years
当然他们听见主许多的教训
They heard many of the Lord's instructions
他们也看见主许多的工作
They witnessed the Lord's work
他们与主日夜在一起
And they were with the Lord day and night
看见我们的主的生活
They saw the life of the Lord Jesus
并且当我们的主钉十字架他们也知道
And even the crucifixion of the Lord they knew about it
虽然只有约翰在十字架的底下
and even though it was John was the only one who was at the foot of the cross
其他的门徒都逃走了
the rest all scattered
但是这个事实是清楚的
but the fact and reality was there
主耶稣复活他们也知道
the resurrection of the Lord Jesus they also knew about it
他们不但听见
not only heard
他们亲眼看见复活的
but they saw the Lord himself
你想这样的人
you see these people
当然可以做见证
they ought to be witnesses
他们也看见了
They saw.
他们也听见了
They heard.
为什么主说
Why the Lord say?
你们要在耶路撒冷
You have to return to Jerusalem.
等圣灵降临
Will you wait until the coming of the Holy Spirit?
你们就要这种能力
Then you receive power.
为我做见证
Be witnesses to me.
有没有这个需要呢？
Is there such a need?
我们以为说我们已经看见了
We assume we saw
我们已经听见了
We assume we heard
为什么不能马上就从耶路撒冷撒玛利亚以及地基为主所见证
Why can we not begin to witness for him?
难道还不够吗
Is not sufficient?
主说
The Lord say
还不够
It's not sufficient
你们还是要等候圣灵的能力
You must wait for the power of the Holy Spirit
然后你们要去做我的见证
Then you will become my witnesses
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你在这里看见
Here we see
虽然我们自己有了经历了
Even though we have some experience
我们经历了主了
We experienced the Lord
我们看见他了
We saw him
我们听见他了
We heard him
但是许多的时候
But oftentimes
我们说不出来
We cannot convey
许多的时候
oftentimes
我们说出来
What we speak
人也不相信
They will not believe us
我们没有能力
We don't have power
我们需要圣灵的能力
We need the power of the Holy Spirit
叫我们的见证是有能力的见证
So our witnessing will be powerful witnessing
叫我们这个人成为有能力的见证
So that we will be a powerful witness for the Lord
所以我们知道
So we know
今天我们要侍奉神的话
If we are to serve God today
我们必须要靠着圣灵的能力
We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
除了圣灵的能力之外
Apart from the power of the Holy Spirit
不需任何掺杂的力量
God will not allow any mixture there
说到这里
When we come to this point
我想要与弟兄姊妹交通一点关乎圣灵的洗的事情
Our brother, we have to share this matter about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为我知道这个事情在神的儿女中间是一个很混乱的一件事。
I know this issue is quite confusing among God's people.
我愿意靠着主的恩典与弟兄姊妹交通一点。
By God's grace, I would like to share a little bit.
我盼望你能打开你的心。
I hope you open your heart to receive it.
如果我所交通的与你过去所学习的不同
If what I share is not in agreement with yours
我盼望你把我所交通的带到神的面前
But I wish you would take what I share and bring it before the Lord.
你到神面前去寻求神
You go and seek the Lord.
如果是出于神的你接受
If it's of the Lord, you receive it.
如果不是出于神的你不要接受
If it's not of the Lord, it's alright.
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道说
I hope you would understand
我没有意思要把我自己一点点的灵慧要勉强加在弟兄姊妹的身上
Our God has no intention to use his views to impose upon you.
不过我知道这件事情太纷乱了。
But I believe this issue is very confusing.
所以我愿意趁着这个机会就交通一点。
So I want to use the opportunity to share a little bit.
严格地说来
，strictly speaking，
我们所谓圣灵的洗。Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
What we mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这一个名词在圣经里头是没有的。
This term we do not find in the scripture.
当然在中文里头就很难。
But in Chinese we find a difficulty there.
我们中文说圣灵的洗。
In Chinese there is a translation there. Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道在原文的里面。
But in the original.
乃是在圣灵里受洗。
It means baptized in the Spirit.
或者用圣灵来洗。
Or baptized with the Spirit.
不是圣灵的洗 baptism of the Holy Spirit.
It's not the baptism of the Spirit.
因为什么原因呢？
The reason.
因为我们在圣灵里面受洗。
Because we are baptized in the Spirit.
是我们的元首基督用圣灵来替我们洗。
It's because the head baptizes us in the Spirit.
不过我想，这个名字也不是那么重要。
Now, some of these terms may not be that important.
要紧的你要知道里面的东西。
What we should know is the content.
所以我们但是就用圣灵的洗了。
So let's use the baptism of the Spirit.
今天这一般神的儿女的中间
Among God's people today
对圣灵的洗可以说有两个不同的看法
There are two different views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit
当然里面还有许多的枝枝节节
Now of course there are many other aspects of it
但是主要的是两个不同的看法
But basically there are two different views
有一种的看法就是说
One view put it this way
你信耶稣得救了
After you are saved
但是呢你需要第二次的经历
You need a second experience
你需要第二次的祝福
You need a second blessing
第一次的祝福叫你蒙恩得救
The first blessing you receive salvation
但是得救了之后
After you are saved
你要追求第二次的祝福
You must seek a second blessing
那就是受圣灵的洗
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你受了圣灵的洗
After you receive the baptism of the Spirit
你就有能力了
Then you will have power
这样你你就可以好好的做基督徒了。
And then you can be a good Christian.
那么有人甚至于这样说。
And some even put it this way.
如果你没有受圣灵的洗的话
，If you have not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit，
根本你这个人没有圣灵。
You have no life. You don't have the life.
你没有圣灵。
You have no spirit.
你虽然有生命，但是你没有圣灵。
You have life, but you do not have the Holy Spirit.
你必定要受圣灵的洗，你才有圣灵。
You must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to have the Holy Spirit.
当然，有的人说，不是这样的。
But some people say it's not so.
你可以有圣灵。
You can have the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有被圣灵充满。
But you may not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的洗。
So therefore, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人说，你受圣灵的洗有什么凭据呢
？And some say, what are some of the evidences that you have been baptized in the of the Spirit?
有什么记号呢
？What are some of the signs?
有人说，受圣灵的洗记号就是说方言。
And some say, after you've been baptized by the Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues.
如果你不说方言，你没有受圣灵的洗。
If you do not speak in tongues, you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么有的人就比较温和一点。
And some people are a little bit more moderate.
你知道，在五旬节会里面。
And people among the Pentecostals.
他说，你不说方言就没有受圣灵的洗。
He said, if you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是在那个新五旬节的运动里面
But in the new charismatic movement
他们就说的婉转一点
They have a different way of putting it
你可以受圣灵的洗而不说方言
You can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit without not speaking in tongues
但是方言是方便你你为什么不说呢
And the tongue is available to you why won't you speak in tongues
所以可以说是换汤不换药
So in other words you change the water but you do not change the ingredients
但是就说你如果受了圣灵的洗
So if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你就得着属灵的恩赐
You receive spiritual gifts.
那你用这些的恩赐，你就可以起来侍奉神。
And when you receive this gift, then you can begin to serve God.
这样看的人
For those people with this view,
往往是重在侍奉的事
they often put their emphasis on the things or doing the things for God. They forget the spirit of service, the great, the person who serves.
这样主张的人,
this kind of people,
我只能大概地说了,
I can only put it in a general term.
当然有例外的了,
of course, the exception.
不过大概地说了,
in general,
这样主张的人,
this kind of people,
他是重在侍奉的事,
their emphasis is on the work.
他们常常忽略这个侍奉的人,
they often ignore the one who serves, the person.
所以在他们的生命上就缺少恩典。
So in their lives, they come short of grace.
结果怎样呢?
What were the results?
他们的恩赐虽然大,
even though they have great gifts,
他们虽然能做一些事情,
even though they have do something, they can do something.
但是常常因为人不对,
because the person was wrong,
所以他们把他们所建造的,
therefore in the end, they destroy their own work.
这是美中不足的地方。
This is a shortcoming of the people of this people of this view.
还有一方面的人怎么说呢?
There's another view.
他说当你信主耶稣的时候,
after you receive the law,
你就受了圣灵的洗,
you already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但把基督的生命放在你的里面,
the Holy Spirit not only give you the life of Christ,
并且基督就把你进到圣灵里面去,
and Christ,
用圣灵来把你进到圣灵里面去,
Christ also uses the Spirit to baptize you into Him.
所以你
once the moment you believe,
你就受了圣灵的洗,
you already receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
无信洗不能重复,
you cannot repeat Pentecost.
因为无信洗圣灵的洗是教会的,
because the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is for the church, not for the individual.
乃是历史性,
it is historical in nature.
所以我们所有信主的人已经受了圣灵的洗,
so all those who are in the Lord, we already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
现在你所需要的,
what we need now,
要注意住在你里面的圣灵,
we need to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
来顺服圣灵在里头的引导,
obey the anointing from within.
这样的话, 你自然而然有生命的流露,
then if we do that, we will have the outflow of that life.
但你就可以有能力来侍奉,
then we'll have the power to serve God.
不错, 这一种的说法,
of course, this view,
也有它的难处,
it has its difficulty.
他因为追求在里面与主的亲近,
because they emphasize on the inner life with the Lord within,
所以在里面对主有相当的认识,
and so inwardly they do have some knowledge of the Lord Himself.
但是很多的时候,
but oftentimes,
虽然他里面是满满的,
even though inside they are full,
但是流不出来,
but cannot flow out.
好像说关在他的里面一样,
it's all shut in.
他没有这个能力来交通出来,
there's no power to release what they have inside.
好像这水池里头水是浸满了,
so it's a water reservoir, there's plenty of water there,
但是没有管子把它流出来,
but there's no pipe to release the water.
这样叫人也得不着恩典,
and because that people cannot receive grace and help from them.
甚至于在这样的人中间,
even among this kind of people,
有人就轻看了第一众人的那个观念,
and they look down the first people that hold the first view.
他们说这些人受圣灵的洗不过是情感而已,
and he said those who are baptized by the Spirit is an emotional experience.
外面兴奋兴奋,
it's very external excitement.
根本也没有什么价值,
there's no value in it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
these are the two views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
真理在哪里呢?
Where lies the truth?
真理就是两个都有,
truth includes both views.
真理是告诉我们说,
the truth teaches us,
不错,
true,
就做年个的圣经的教训来说,
according to the strict teaching of the Bible,
是我们在信主的时候已经受了圣灵。
It is true, when we believe, we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
如果你知道圣灵的洗的意义，
If you know the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你就知道。
You will know.
许多的人对于圣灵的洗的意义不清楚。
Because most people, they are not familiar with the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们一讲到圣灵的洗，
The moment we mention the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我们就想到那个火焰。
We think of fire.
我们想到那一阵大风。
We think of the wind.
换一句话说。
In other words,
五旬节是什么呢？
What is Pentecost?
五旬节就是风和火。
Pentecost is the fire and wind.
就是看得见的听得见。
It's what you can hear and what you can see.
这个是五旬节。
That is Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个不过五旬节外面的那一种的。
But that is just the external manifestation of Pentecost.
五旬节真正的意义在哪里呢？
But where lies the true meaning of Pentecost?
按照圣经的教训，
According to the biblical teaching,
五旬节真正的教训是两个。
The teaching of Pentecost comes in two ways.
你记得彼得怎么说呢？
You know how Peter puts it.
他说你们今天所看见的。
He said, what you see today.
你们今天所听见的。
What you hear today.
是告诉你们一件事。
It tells you one thing.
神已经高举了耶稣。
God has already exalted his son, the Lord Jesus.
已经立他为主为基督了。
And he has made him both Lord and Christ.
什么是圣灵的洗呢？
What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的洗是叫我们看见耶稣是主。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit to let us see that Christ is Lord.
给我们看见他是我们的头，我们的元首。
So that we will see that he is our head.
什么是圣灵的洗呢？
What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
到了哥林多前书第十二章里面。
When it comes to 1 Corinthians 12.
他说我们在一个灵里面浸成一个身体。
In one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
不拘是犹太人是希利人。
Whether Jews or Greeks.
我们也都隐喻为圣灵。
And we all partook of the same spiritual drink.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
乃是圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
Holy Spirit baptized us into the one body.
我们本来是一个一个单独的人。
Before, formerly, we were all individuals.
但是现在呢。
But now.
圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized us into a body.
我们成了这个身体上的肢体了。
We all become a member of the body of this body.
圣灵的洗就是做这两件事。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit has these two aspects.
一面叫我们看见基督是我们的头。
On one hand, we see that Christ is our head.
一面是给我们看见我们是彼此做肢体的。
On the other hand, we see that we are members one of another.
这个是圣灵的洗的意义。
This is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
风和火不过是灵世的现象。
The fire and the wind are just the temporal phenomenon.
所以我们不要在那里只注意那个风和火。
So we should not dwell on the fire on the wind.
我们要注意那个属灵的实际。
We must dwell on the spiritual substance that are there.
是不是很稀奇的？
Is that strange?
当你得救了之后，
After you're saved,
在你的里面，
Inwardly,
你就看见耶稣是主吗？
You recognize that Jesus is Lord.
是不是在你的里面？
Is it inside you?
你觉得在凡事上要遵行他的旨意？
You know inwardly that you must please him in all things.
虽然你不一定遵行他的旨意，
You may not do all he wants you to do.
但是你里面很清楚。
But you know inside.
如果你不遵行他的旨意，
But you do not do his will.
你不让耶稣做你的主，
If you will not allow him to be Lord,
你里面没有平安。
You have no peace within.
圣灵在哪里告诉你说？
The Holy Spirit is saying to you,
耶稣是主。
Holy Spirit is saying Christ is Lord.
是不是我们都有这样的经验呢？
Isn't that we all have this experience?
是不是我们信主了之后，
After we receive the Lord,
看见一个信主的人，
And you look at the Lord, one who believes,
你从来也没有碰到过他。
You never met before.
一见入骨。When you一看见就像
Once you look, you saw you have an impression. You knew each other long ago.
好像你与他里面有一个联系在那。
As though there is an inward invisible link there.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
为什么你有这个感觉呢？
Why we have this feeling?
因为你在身体的里面。
Because you are in the body of Christ.
如果你不在身体的里面，
If you are not in the body,
你不会有这个感觉。
You have all this feeling.
是不是
Isn't it true?
所以你要看年说
So we will see
严格地说了
Strictly speaking
我们信主的时候
After we believe
我们不但因着圣灵重生了
We are not only born by the Spirit
并且我们在圣灵里头进到一个身体里面
And in the Spirit we enter into the body
就着真理来讲
As far as true is concerned
神照着他的旨意把我们安排在这个身体的里面
According to God's sovereignty He arranges us into the body of Christ
因为对于我们每一个人神有他的旨意
Because in each one of us God has his will
圣灵就随着他的意思给我们每一个肢体有相当的恩赐
Therefore the Holy Spirit gives grace gives gifts to each of the member
你不能想象说一个身体出来了
You cannot imagine here's the body
但是呢这个肢体呀、啊、没有功能的
And the members they have no usefulness
神给我们眼睛
God give us sight
神又给我们能看的能力
God also give us the seeing ability
神给我们手
God give us hand
神就给那个手有拿的
And God also gives that hand the ability to hold and to handle things.
所以就做真理来讲
As far as truth is concerned,
就做神在基督里为我们所做成的来讲
As far as all that the Lord has accomplished for us,
我们所有神蒙神拯救的人
All those who belong to the Lord,
我们都在基督的身体里面
We are all in the body of Christ.
我们每一个人是不同的肢体
We are all different. We are all different members.
你不要在那里炫耀别人的肢体
So do not try to copy another person
是神把你放在那个肢体上
God put you there
并且神也按照你这个肢体的功用给你圣灵的恩赐
God also according to the work he entrusts you give you grace
恩赐已经在你的里面了
Gifts are already there
这一个是客观的真理
This is objective truth
我们要把这客观的真理抓住
We must hold on to that truth
现在我们要跑到主观的经历里
面 Now let's bring into our subjective experience
不错就做基督的工作来说
As far as the work of Christ
我们已经在基督的身体里了
We are already in the body of Christ
我们也已经领受了圣灵的恩赐了
We already have been received the gift of the Holy Spirit
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
要我们真正的活在身体的里面
If we are to really live in the body
要我们真正的运用圣灵的恩赐
If we really need to make use of the gift that we have received
我们需要来经历圣灵的充满
We need to experience the fullness of the filled with Holy Spirit
圣灵的洗是一次
The baptism of Holy Spirit is once
永远不重复的
It can never be repeated again
你如果读使徒行传的话
If you read the book of Acts
你看见用到圣灵的洗
If you take the term the baptism of the Spirit
只有两个地方
only twice in the book
一个是五旬节
one is on the day of Pentecost
一个是哥尼流的家
and the other place in the homes of Cornelius
这两个不是两次是一次
those two times are not really two times but actually one time
因为五旬节是犹太人
becauseThe Pentecost, day of Pentecost is for the Jew. It was for the Jew.
哥尼流的家是外邦人。
And the house of Cornelius was for the Gentiles.
我们在一个圣灵里进成一个身体。
Therefore, in that one baptism, we enter into the one body.
不拘是犹太人
，Not just
希利尼人
，Not just a Jew, not just the Greek.
所以我们在这里看见圣灵的洗。
So here we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
成了一个身体。
We become the body.
这个名词从此之后你不看见。
So this term will not repeat it again in the Bible.
在使徒行传里头你没有看见。
You do not find it in the book of Acts.
不错，在哥林多前书十二章里再有一次。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 12 mentioned it again.
因为他要解说这个圣灵的洗。
Because it's there to explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传里你看见的那些是什么呢？
Now what do we find there in the book of Acts?
他用另外一个字。
They use another word.
他用充满这个字。
It means fill with the Spirit.
不用洗，用充满。
It's not the word baptism, but fill.
洗是团体的。
Baptism is corporate.
充满是个人。
To be filled is individual.
洗只有一次。
Baptism only took place once.
充满可以多少次。
To be filled is to be frequent.
充满就是把
洗的那个客观的真理变成你主观的真理。
To be filled is to take the objective baptism of the Holy Spirit into our subjective experience.
所以我很喜欢这个解说。
So I often like this explanation.
你知道这个不过离开现在恐怕十年左右。
Maybe this is about within the last 10 years or so.
这一个说法它是先是从天主教那一派神学家里头出来的。
This explanation came from the Catholic theologians.
你知道在天主教里头许多人受了圣灵。
You know, in the Catholic Church, many were, have received the Holy Spirit.
当他们受了圣灵之后。
After they received the Holy Spirit.
他们中间也有一些神学家在那里解说这个事情。
And there were theologians trying to explain this phenomenon.
他就告诉人说。
They tell people.
你们今天的经历。
What you have experienced today
不是一个新的东西
is not really something new.
乃是那原来已经有的现在把它点活起来
It's you activate what was originally、that was there.
用那个 activate 这个词
Activating.
意思说已经在那里了
It's something that was already there.
但是是、这个、dormant 就、yeah. 这个这个、现在那里
Yeah, it's dormant.
现在你现在不过来
So what was there before and now it's been activated
所以你不是寻求一个新的经历
So you are not seeking a new experience
你不过把主已经给你的把它点活过来
So you only allow what the Lord has given to you a rekindle, reactivate it again
所以好像你就在那个时候得出圣灵的恩赐
As though you received the giftat that moment
其实那个恩赐早已在哪里
but that gift had already given to you long ago
现在就是把它点活过来
but now you're just simply activating your gift
那么你就可以用这个来侍奉
and now you can use this gift to serve God
亲爱的弟兄
brothers and sisters
所以我们要看见
so we must see
今天我们在这里侍奉的时候
we are here serving God
圣灵的能力是显在两方面
the manifestation of the Holy Spirit isThe power of the Holy Spirit, manifesting the Holy Spirit, comes in two different ways.
一个是内住圣灵的能力。
One is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
内住圣灵的能力就是生命的能力。
The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit is the power of life.
还有一个是浇灌圣灵的能力。
One is the outpouring power of the Holy Spirit.
这一个能力是恩赐的能力。
Power is the power of gift.
但是那个来源是一个。
But the origin is one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within.
如果你让他充满你的话。
If you allow him to fill you.
生命就从你里面流露出来。
Life will flow out.
这个就是能力。
That is power.
如果今天你接受了圣灵的浇灌
today if you receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
这个也是圣灵的充满
it's also the filling of the Spirit
恩赐就点活过来
and the gift is now activated
你知道在原文的里面
in the original
圣灵用字是非常仔细
the way the Holy Spirit used wordsvery exact.
你如果看《使徒行传》的话
，If you look into the book of Acts，
《使徒行传》用“充满”这两个字。
It used the word fill.
懂得希腊原文的人
，those who know the Greek，
知道说虽然都是充满
，even though the word is filled，
但是是两个稍微有一点变化的字眼。
But there are two words that are slightly different。
在英文里都翻 fill，
but in English it's all translated fill。
中文都是充满
，and Chinese the same。
但是呢，在原文的里面。是两个稍微有一点 variation 有一点不同的这样
but in the origin there is a slight variation
一个是 plethor
one word is plethor
P-L-E-T-H-O 如果你要把它变成英文的话
the spelling is P-L-E-T-H-O plethor
plethor 这个字是充满
that word is translated as fill
这个用在使徒行传第二章第四节
it'sused in Acts 2:4
四章八节
Acts 4:8
四章三十一节
Acts 4:31
九章十七节
Acts 9:17
十三章第九节
Acts 13:9
当然这个字也用在使徒行传还有其他的地方
Of course this word、was also used elsewhere
但是与圣灵没有关系、
but not connected with the Spirit
所以我是提出与圣灵有关系
So I mentioned this word that's connected with the Spirit
这一个字的充满是外面的充满。
This word, the fill that's used in this, this few verses is from the outpouring, the outside.
Fill from the outside.
Fill from the outside.
Outside fill.
Yeah, outside.
外面的充满。
It's filling from the outside.
还有一个字。
Another word. Another word.
Pleroal.
Pleroal.
P-L-E-R-O-O. 也是充满。
It also means fill.
使徒行传第二章第二节
It's to be found in Acts 2:2
13章52节
Acts 13:52
这个充满是里面的充满
This fill is the feeling within
比方说使徒行传第二章
For example in Acts 2
有一声大风吹来充满了这个屋子
And the wind that filled the house、
这个风呢充满屋子是充满在里面的
The wind that filled the house is still inside the house
他们就被圣灵充满随着圣灵的恩赐说方言了
and they were filled with the spirit and they utter the tongue
这个充满是外面
this fill is from the outside
因为火焰的石头像火焰的石头降在他们身上
because the tongue of fire were on each of them
所以你就看见说有里面的充满有外面的充满
so we see there's an inward feeling and the outside feeling
里面的充满是圣灵自己
The feeling within is the Spirit Himself.
所以我们要顺服他。
Therefore, we have to obey the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第五章
Acts 5,
告诉我们说
it says there,
神把圣灵赐给那顺服他的人。
God gives Spirit to those who obey.
因为是圣灵自己。
Because it's Spirit Himself.
他是神。
He is God.
我们要顺服他。
We have to obey.
外面浇灌的圣灵。
The outpouring or outfilling of the Spirit.
是圣灵的能力 ,manifestation, 他的彰显。
It is manifestation of the Spirit.
不是圣灵为个的自己。
It's not the person, the Spirit, the person.
乃是他的彰显。
It is his manifestation.
所以哥林多前书这样说
So in 1 Corinthians we have here
在14章
14
32他说先知的灵要服从先知
The spirit of the prophet obey the prophet
你看见吗
Do you see there
住在你里面的圣灵是圣灵自己
The indwelling spirit is the spirit himself
你要顺服他
You have to obey
因为他是神
Because he is God
但是降在你身上的那个
But theComing upon of the Holy Spirit
不是圣灵自己
It's not the person of the Spirit
是他的 manifestation 是他的彰显
It is the manifestation of the Spirit
反而他要顺服你
And that would have to obey you
不然的话就乱了
Otherwise it will create chaos
你知道哥林多前书14章那是教会聚会的时候
You know 1 Corinthians 14 refers to the meetings
那么有人要说方言了
Yeah, in case somebody wants to speak in tongues
有人要做先知讲道
One wants to prophesy
他说这个圣灵降在我身上我没有办法
He said the Holy Spirit is upon me I cannot help
我管不住的
I have no control
我不管
I don't care
我要说方言就说了
If I want to say I say
没有人帮我也要说
Even though there's no interpretation I'll do it
因为我管不住自己的
Because I have no control over myself
错了
That's wrong
先知的灵要顺服
The spirit of the prophet obey the prophet
这样就能有次次续续的聚会
And then we can meet in an orderly manner as God speaks
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
话虽然是这样说
Even though we have all these words
但是我盼望我们能看见
I hope we can really see
对不起我要借用时间了
Maybe I'll borrow a few more
今天恐怕要借得多了
Maybe I'll borrow more time
因为我想这个我一定要说的
I believe I have to share this from my heart
虽然我们在解说的时候
When we explain this matter
我们说有内住的圣灵有浇灌的圣灵
So we say there is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
能力有的是里面生命的流露
the Spirit is the power of life from within
有的是外面恩赐的运用
And one is the power to exercise your gifts
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
我盼望你不要把这两个分开
I hope you will not separate the two
你知道今天在基督教里的难处就把这两个分开
The problem in the church today is because we're separating these two
因为圣灵只有一位
Because there is only one spirit
这个能力都是从他来
Because all power comes from him
所以让我们不要把这个分开
So do not separate the two
当我们在那里寻求充满的时候
So when we seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit
也许有的人是里面充满充得那么满就满出来了
So you're so full and there's an overflow
有的人在追求充满的时候
Some people seeking to be filled
你外面在那里浇浇的那么多把里面也浇满了
And you fill from within
不要在那里浇啊你这个缸的口啊关在那里
Do not put the cap on your vessel
所以你外面好像热热闹闹里面还是冷冷冰冰
even though it, outside you have a lot of excitement but it's empty inside
你只有恩赐没有生命
you have a gift but you have no life
反过来也是一样
on the other hand
如果你寻求里面的充满
if you only seek the infilling within
你不要把门关起来
and you don't shut your door
让它能满出来
Allow it to flow out.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
实在说来是一个。
Strictly speaking, it's one.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
在这里，我又要引亲爱的弟兄尼托森的话。
Here I'll use Brother Nee's words.
因为我没有办法说的像他那么清楚。
Because I cannot say as good as clear as him.
特别是青年人
particularly with the young people
我们要侍奉神
we want to serve God
青年人光有热心没有用
young people who have only zeal are not adequate
要在生命上切实学习和对付
must learn the actual dealings in life
开头可以有恩赐的侍奉
In the beginning, you may serve with gifts.
以后就要逐渐转到生命的侍奉
But later, you must gradually grow into life.
对青年人要求不能太高
Do not over-demand the young people.
要他们一开头就完全进入生命的侍奉是不可能的。
For them to enter into the true life, full life of ministry is not possible.
这需要年日。
It will take time.
这需要实际的经历。
It will need practical experience.
他们开头可以有恩赐的侍奉。
Initially, they may serve with gifts.
但是不要以此为满足。
But do not be satisfied with that.
要追求达到生命的侍奉。
But must seek the life of service of life.
我想这几句话实在是宝贝。
I believe this word, few words are very precious.
我们看哥林多前书的时候。
When we look at 1 Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多的教会是满有恩赐。
We know this that Corinthian church is full of gifts.
他们在恩赐上不后于人。
No one can compare them as far as gifts.
但是我们看见他们在那里用恩赐侍奉的时候。
But when they're using their gifts to serve.
那个光景是怎样的光景
？What kind of condition do they have?
到了哥林多后书。
But when it comes to 2 Corinthians.
我们看见保罗的侍奉。
When we see the service of Paul,
他的侍奉是生命的侍奉。
His service was a service of life.
虽然也是蛮有恩赐。
Even though he was full of gift,
但是有生命在那里使用这些的恩赐。
But life was behind the gift.
你知道恩赐像什么呢
？You know what's like gifts is like?
恩赐像一个工具一样。
Gift is like a channel,
tool.
A tool.
恩赐像一个工具。
Gift is like a tool.
这个工具放在谁的手里
？Whoever possesses this tool,
就发生什么结果
and you will get that result.
你再把刀放在一个小孩子的手里。
If you put the knife into a hand of a child,
他可能要伤自己，也要伤别人。
He will not only hurt himself, he also hurt other people.
但是你把这把刀放在一个成人的手里。
But if you place this knife in a full-grown person,
他可以用这把刀做许多的事情。
And he can use that tool to do many things.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们在那里运用恩赐的时候
，When we are exercising our gift,
我们要让生命来支配我们的恩赐。
We must allow life to govern our gift.
这样的话，这个恩赐不会出毛病。
Therefore, the gift will not be misused.
否则的话，恩赐常常要出毛病。
Otherwise, gift will create problems.
这个是我们今天在基督教里面所看见的。
And this is what we observe among Christianity today.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这里你看见需要
here we see
需要十字架。
We need the cross.
我们实在需要十字架的功课。
We need the work of the cross.
就是在恩赐这件事情上。
Even in a matter of gift.
我们也要学习十字架。
We need to learn the cross.
让十字架来对付我们的肉体。
Allow the cross to deal with our flesh.
好叫我们不凭着肉体来用我们的恩赐。
And so that we will not rely our flesh to exercise the gift that we have.
如果我们用我们的肉体来用恩赐的话
，If we use our flesh to exercise the gift,
你知道这个结果是什么
？You know the consequence.
这个结果就是为自己建立国度。
And the end is we establishing our own kingdom.
所以我们需要十字架。
So we need the cross.
我们需要十字架，除去我们己的生命。
So we need the cross to get rid of that self-life.
我们需要十字架来破碎我们魂的生命。
We need the cross to break the soul life.
我们这样就是一个破碎的人。
Then we'll be a broken vessel.
生命从我们里面就能涌流出来。
And then life can flow through us.
就说信我的人。
God said, Christ said, those who believe in me,
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
From their belly there will flow rivers of living water.
所以我们如果不破碎的话，
So if we are not broken,
生命就不能流露。
Then the Holy Spirit cannot flow.
这一个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架能一面释放生命。
On the one side, the cross releases life.
另一面能使用恩赐。
On the other hand, it can use the gift.
没有十字架不行。
If without cross, nothing can be done.
所以我们说。
Therefore we say,
家园乃在五旬节之前。
That's why we say, Calvary precedes Pentecost.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上。
That's what our brother shared last evening.
我们需要十字架的。
We need the work of the cross.
这样。生命也释放
Then life can be released.
恩赐也能运用得合乎
And then the gift will be properly used according to God's will.
最后
Lastly,
我们怎样能得着这个能力呢？
How do we receive this power?
我在这里稍微提几件事。
I'll just share a couple points.
第一件
First,
我们必须看见我们不能
We must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的事。
It's not easy.
我们一蒙恩得救了之后
Once we are saved,
我们里面要侍奉。
We want to serve.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God for that.
但是往往我们以为我能。
And we often think that we have the ability to do it.
因着这个缘故
Because of that,
你看见
we discover
我们的侍奉就走错了路了。
Our service is off the tangent.
所以第一件事
so first,
我们要看见我们实在不能。
So we have to discover that we ourselves we are not able.
我们怎么能看见呢？
How can we know that?
很多的时候
oftentimes
需要碰钉子。
We need to face an obstacle.
我们需要失败。
We need to have failure.
你知道少年呢，太得志乃是一件可怕的事。
就是youthful ambition is a dreadful thing.
在属灵的事情上也是一样的。
Same in the spiritual realm.
我们要碰钉子了。
You have to face some brick wall.
我们要失败。
you have to face some failure. You need to face some defeat. Because you're failing. Like Moses. And he recognized that in him there was no good. No good. No strength. That's the first thing.
许多人不能得出这个能力,
many cannot receive this power because they are too strong in themselves. Our brother shared last evening,
我什么时候软弱,
it's when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
因此我以我的软弱为夸口,
therefore I boast my weakness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个是第一步,
that is the first point.
第二,
second,
我们需要有启示,
we need revelation.
我们需要看见什么,
we need to see.
在基督的里面,
in Christ,
这个圣灵的能力已经赐给了我们,
we have already given the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力是赐给所有神的儿女,
the power of the Holy Spirit has been given to all those who are in Christ. It's not given to an exclusive few. In Acts we are told,
彼得说,
Peter said,
这个圣灵,
this Spirit
是神应许给你们的,
is God's promise to you.
不但是进出的人,
it's not for those who are near, but for those who are from afar.
神应许给所有他的儿女,
God promised that Holy Spirit to all His child.
路加也告诉我们,
Luke also told,
你们虽然不好,
even though you are unfaithful, even though you know what quite good to give to your children,
何况你们的天父,
Abba our Father,
岂不更将圣灵赐给求他的人吗?
Will he not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it?
所以我们里面要看见,
so we have to see inwardly.
今天你不必等十天,
you don't need to wait for 10 days,
因为圣灵已经降临,
because the Holy Spirit is already here.
你需要看见说圣灵已经来了,
you have to see that the Holy Spirit is already here.
圣灵已经给了我们,
He has already given Himself to us.
你要用相信的心来支取,
and you have to use faith to appropriate Him.
第三,
third,
你要履行圣灵充满的条件,
you must fulfill the principle, the condition of the anointing.
不管是里面以外的, 我现在不分了,
whether it's inward or outward, we will not differentiate,
因为不应当分的,
they should not differentiate,
都是充满,
it's all same, it's all filled.
我们要符合那充满的条件,
we must fulfill the condition of the anointing of filling.
第一,
first,
我们需要倒空我们的心,
we must willing to empty of ourselves.
像我弟兄昨天晚上所说,
like our brother shared last evening,
只有倒空才能充满,
it's when we empty ourselves then we can be filled.
第二,
second,
我们需要把我们完全奉献,
then second, we must consecrate ourselves totally to the Lord,
愿意遵行他的心,
to do His will.
如果我们能这样的到他的面前,
if we can approach Him in this manner,
我们寻求圣灵的能力,
if we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit,
不是为着我们自己,
it's not for ourselves,
乃是为着他的工作,
it's for His work,
为着他的国度,
it's for His kingdom,
我们这个人是完全奉献的人,
and we, this person, is a total consecrated person,
没有自己在里头,
it's selfless person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣灵就要充满我们,
the Holy Spirit will fill you.
你不必在那里等看见那个火,
you do not need to wait for the fire.
这个火会从你里面烧出来,
the fire will burn from within.
你不必在那里想听这个风,
do not wait to listen to the wind.
这个风已经吹了,
the wind has already blown.
圣灵的恩赐,
the gift of the Spirit,
生命的果子,
the fruit of the Spirit,
就会从你,
will be an outflow of your life.
这是很自然的,
it's spontaneous.
这愿神,
may the Lord be merciful. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
Lord, 主啊，求求你开启我们的眼睛。
阿门。
叫我们看见，如果这个能力不是圣灵的话，这个是凡夫。
多谢。
叫我们战尽恐惧在你面前。
阿门。
不敢凭着自己的能力来不行。
哦。
我们的主啊，我们需要的。
阿门。
我们今天来到你的面前，为着你自己的旨意和你的国度，
yeah.
我们求你的圣灵充满我们。
阿门。
好叫我们整个的人在你圣灵的管理底下，
yeah.
能在地上侍奉你的心，
yeah.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。